Coming in on 3, 2, 1. Welcome to another episode of Brews, Booze, and Reviews.
Yeah!
I like being chock full of shit.
That's about it!
Was that recorded?
It's not an episode if you didn't make something up.
And the average for the beer that everybody loves is really high.
I like getting shit on.
Caster to start a fucking podcast.
That's fair enough. So aggressive.
All right. Dude, I'm surly as fuck. Leave me alone.
Oh, I love that brewery.
Yep, me too. Yeah.
Do you really?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's not bad. I like
absolutely.
It. They put out some good beers. Anyways, welcome to another episode of Brews, Booze, and Reviews, a Travelers podcast about adult beverages. I'm your host, Knox. With me today is Big Earn.
Hello. You know, it's a good thing that it's not an adult podcast about kids' beverages.
Childish beverages.
Yeah. Like we're just
reviewing Kool-Aid.
Right. All of a sudden, the big Kool-Aid man comes through the wall, pisses Knox off. God damn it, I just spent all that money fixing these walls.
Yep, right.
Fucker.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah.
Capri Sun. Can't get the fucking straw through the pouch.
Ecto coolers are best. Hey, Chris, how's it going?
Oh, sorry.
Ah, fuck. It doesn't matter anymore. I'm giving up.
When did it?
It was funny. God damn it, Knox. First time I probably shouldn't have drove here. Like, Jesus, were you up all night?
Dude. Yeah. So our good buddy Stefan came from Minot to celebrate his 45th birthday.
What up, awesome.
Dude? So we got Twisted Tees. Fucking.
Is that where you take their nipple and twist it around?
With God damn it, dude.
Come on,
stealing
man.
My thunder.
Oh, here it is.
Verify your story.
We got a little fuckered up both Friday and Saturday night. Got to drink some French 75s, though. I drank champagne pretty much all weekend. Celebratory.
That's a good giggly stuff.
That's what I was going to say.
I was bonkers.
Nice.
Yeah. We had a French 75, though, and I had to muse the botanist. Remember that gin?
Yep.
Yes.
We still have some.
Some
good shit.
Yeah. So, yeah, we had a good long weekend. Keely and Molly mooned Stefan through side street windows. It was fun.
I went to a comedy show last night.
I feel like I was in a rom-com.
You were in a rom-com?
Yeah. A horror rom-com.
Nice.
Quick question.
Yeah.
Is ho short for whore?
Possibly.
And why would you abbreviate a one syllable word? Just not sure.
Shorten up a one syllable word, that's a good question as well. You got a couple of them today. Nice, buddy. But I went and saw Mike Rowland and Devon Bland at the Cellar last night. They were fucking funny as shit. Speaking of funny as shit, we have a couple guests with us today from the podcast.
Oh, you're setting them up for failure.
Right.
No pressure.
We've got Derek.
Yeah.
And we got Ryan.
How's it going?
Pretty good. How you doing, guys?
Little hungover, but pretty good.
Little?
Yeah.
You're not trying hard enough.
Step it up, buddy.
We'll try harder next time.
I have a lot of hungover.
You got to raise up those numbers.
Rookie numbers.
Pump them up a little bit. But why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about your podcast and what it's all about?
Sure. I host the How to Survive a Horror Movie podcast, the goal of which is to create a master list of rules to survive any and all horror movies, no matter how bad or good they are, or if it's a sequel, original, whatever. And so Derek here is a frequent guest. And then secretly, the main reason I created this podcast is because Derek doesn't really like horror movies that much. So to make him watch like the shittiest horror movies I can find, like Halloween 5, just to make him suffer. So that's the real reason I created
this podcast. This podcast was created because none of us like drinking.
Oh, right?
So I see what you're doing.
So I just like making Derek suffer. So we watch horror movies. We talk about the characters in the movie, the decisions they make, what was the right move, what was the wrong move, what should they have done, why they died, what could they have done to avoid it, if anything, and usually make fun of them.
There's rules, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a what's rule 58? Top of your head.
58 we haven't gotten to yet. Oh, so
motherfucker.
57.
You were close. You were close.
57 is buckle up, buckaroo.
That's what it is. I knew it was in the 50s.
Yeah, so we have 57 rules right now. Just added a new one this week for Texas Chainsaw Massacre 7.
Oh, Jesus.
What?
They have that many?
There's seven of them?
Oh, there's the ninth one comes out later this year. So.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Are any of them good?
The seventh one is like the worst movie ever that I love. Like, I can't get enough of it. It's so dumb. But no, only like the first two are good. The rest of them suck.
The first two? Do you think number two is good?
I love Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2. Derek hated that.
Oh my God, that is so... Oh, that's like one of the worst movies that I kind of sort of would watch again.
just remind yourself how bad it is.
So what Ryan was doing with me, he wanted me to be the Texas Chainsaw Massacre correspondent. He wanted me to be on every single one of those episodes. I got through the second movie, and I was like, no. Nope,
not going
to
happen. No.
Do you want me to come back for other horrible horror movies? Because that one was just so uncomfortable and so cringy. And there's the clothes hanger. He's picking the skin off of his scalp.
Dude, it's got chainsaw duels. I don't know what you're upset about.
Chainsaw duels.
In Texas. Come on.
Yeah.
Well, at least they had 10 paces and throw a chainsaw at somebody?
No, literally chainsaw sword fight with Dennis Hopper. Dual wielding chainsaws.
Think more Three Musketeers rather than like Alexander Hamilton.
Okay, fair enough.
I like the fact that Bill Moseley's in that one.
Oh, he's the best part. Yeah, Chop Top.
Yeah,
he's incredible.
He's in the seventh one for a second.
Yeah, he's got a cameo.
Is it Matthew McConaughey in that one?
He's in the fourth one. He's one of the cannibals in the fourth one.
Fuck, there's just so many bad ones I just fucking don't remember. Yeah.